Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. Question, what are your plans for the weekend? Finishing a home repair? Watching baseball or, summer basketball or going to the mall, taking in a movie, surfing the internet? Do you have an important week coming up? Have you planned how to make things happen the way you want them to happen? For some people, the extent of their planning is whether they eat at Denny's or IHOP tomorrow or today and tomorrow. Unfortunately, we live in such a fast-paced life that we rarely take time to pause and reflect on where we're headed and what we're accomplishing. More often than not, we find ourselves dealing with the tyranny of the urgent without any reflection on the past or anticipation for the future. That's why this weekend, we want to challenge you to take a little time for yourself. This is not a self-pampering exercise. Purpose in your heart, just to gain a fresh perspective on your future. Here are seven things you can do this weekend to make it happen.
That's right. Number one, rest your mind. Some people find it hard to rest, even for a day, let alone a weekend or a weekend day or a week due to what they perceive to be the demands of their job or perhaps the financial stress they're facing. No matter what battles you're facing, take comfort in the words of Exodus 14:14. 14:14, claim it. This is the classic amplified version. The Lord will fight for you, and you shall hold your peace and remain at rest. The contemporary English version says it this way. The Lord will fight for you, and you won't have to do a thing.
Hallelujah.
I like that one. When we know that the Lord is fighting our battles, that should release us to be able to follow his instructions. And you know what he says? Rest. The New Living Translation, says that we're to just stay calm. Just stay calm. That's good advice for everybody if we can just stay calm.
It is.
There's a lot more that could be written about rest, as it appears over 380 times just in the King James Version of the Bible. But Exodus 14:14 was the one that we were directed to read to you earlier. But the bottom line is this, we need to be able to rest in him, in his presence, and in his protection.
Wow, that's good stuff. Number two, relax your grip. I just love the Lord. I was asking him what scripture we should use for this particular hour, and he led me to three. First, in his presence is a place where you can relax no matter what's going on. Psalm 9:9, Message Bible. God's a safe house for the battered, a sanctuary during bad times. The moment you arrive, you relax. You're never sorry that you knocked. But if you don't knock, you'll never learn to relax. Second, open your heart to receive what God is sending your way. Jude 1:1, the Message Bible. Relax. Everything's going to be all right. Rest. Everything's coming together. Open your hearts. Love is on the way. And finally, when you allow yourself to rest and relax in him, something is coming your way. Daniel 12:13, Message Bible. And you, go about your business without fretting or worry. Relax. When it's all over, you'll be on your feet to receive your reward.
Wow.
So we want to see if we got this right. The scripture says that relaxation brings rewards.
Wow.
That's pretty good. So, does that change your plans for the weekend? Should. Think about it.
Number three, reflect on your future. When we first thought about the word reflect, we had a couple scriptures come to mind. The first one was Psalm 119:15. Psalm 119:15 in the New Living Translation. It says, I will study your commands and reflect on your ways. As you've been able to unwind in his presence, find peace, hopefully, he is now going to give you some very specific instructions. Second scripture tells you this in Titus 2, verse 1 and verse 7. Titus 2, verse 1 and verse 7 in the New Living Translation. It talks about promote right teaching. As for you, Titus, promote the kind of living that reflects wholesome teaching. You yourself must be an example to them by doing good works of every kind. Let everything you do reflect the integrity and seriousness of your teaching.
Wow.
We tend to reflect on what, well, we tend to reflect what we see others, ourselves doing, when in reality, we reflect what we are doing, not what we're thinking about doing.
True.
There you go. We need to do what we say we're going to do. But point is, we must be an example of good works in every kind. But if we're trying to do what God wants us to do, we'll be that example.
Number four, refresh your soul. Matthew 11:28 Classic Amplified. All first I say, refreshing that never ends. Scripture says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and overburden, and I will cause you to rest. I love this. I will ease and relieve and refresh your souls.
Peace should be something we walk in.
That's it. The scripture says that we're to come to him, not go to the mall or to see our BFF, best friend forever, or some other temporary diversion that makes us feel better for a moment, which will ultimately perhaps only make matters worse. Doesn't it just make good sense to spend with the one who can solve all of your problems? Not a few, not some, but all of your problems, financial and otherwise. Who should come to him? All who labor. The Greek word for labor is G2872. G2872, and it means weary, tired, and exhausting. Worrying about money can definitely leave you weary, tired, and exhausted.
That's the truth.
That seems to be the, well, a definite pattern for folks whose money runs out before the month does, or those who've been laid off or had their hours cut, or those who feel so broke they can't even pay attention. I'll say that again. Come to me, all you who labor or are heavy laden and overburdened. If you're behind on your mortgage or any other payments, that's definitely a load on your back, a burden you can't carry by yourself. Scripture says, I will cause you to rest. I will ease and relieve and refresh your souls.
Mm-hmm.
I like that. Buying something you can't afford, but money you don't have, won't ease, relieve, or refresh your soul. But God will.
Amen. Number five, renew your hope. Our hope is based on God's promises found in his word. In Psalm 130, verse 5, New Living Translation, it says, I am counting on the Lord. Yes, I am counting on him. I have put my hope in his word. That's where we should all be putting our hope. We need to remember that no matter what the situation, there's always one place where we need to place our hope. Where does our hope go? Psalm 39:7. 39:7 in the New Living Translation says, and so, Lord, where do I put my hope? My only hope is in you.
Hallelujah.
When you put your hope in the Lord, it should never be the last resort. It needs to be the first one. But even if it is the last one, put your hope in the Lord. Psalm 25:5. I love Psalm 25. Psalm 25:5, New Living Translation says, lead me by your truth and teach me, for you are the God who saves me. All day long, I put my hope in you. Our hope will remove doubts of the enemy. Psalm 94:19, New Living Translation. When doubts fill my mind, your comfort gave me renewed hope and cheer. Your hope in him empowers you, really, with the confidence of his protection. But reading the word is what's going to build it.
Amen.
Job 11:18, New Living Translation says, having hope will give you courage. You will be protected and will rest in safety. Steadfast hope in the Lord will bring its own reward. Proverbs 23:18, New Living Translation. Proverbs 23:18 says, you will be rewarded for this. Your hope will not be disappointed.
Hallelujah.
When we realize the power of our hope in Him, we need to redirect our thought process toward during all the weeks ahead.
Absolutely.
Not just this weekend as we're refreshing.
Amen. Number six, rejoice in the opportunities God is giving you today.
That's right.
Psalm 118:24, Classic Amplified Bible. This is a day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes.
1 Thessalonians 5:16, Classic Amplified Bible says, be happy in your faith and rejoice and be glad-hearted continuing always. I think the Message Bible translation of 1 Thessalonians 5:16-18 is a good scripture with which to end this teaching. It says, be cheerful no matter what. Pray all the time. Thank God no matter what happens. This is the way God wants you who belong to Christ Jesus to live. As you spend the weekend rejoicing in the Lord, what He's done and is doing through your life, as you're giving Him all the glory and honor, you will discover a newfound energy in turning your life around.
Mm-hmm. 7, recreate your future. Ephesians 2:10, Classic Amplified says, for we are God's own handiwork, His workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which He prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life which He prearranged and made ready for us to live. If we're so weary that we can't think straight, then we're limiting our effectiveness of being able to do what He's planned for us this Saturday, tomorrow, and next week. But this weekend, God wants us resting, relaxing, reflecting, and experiencing a refreshing in His presence so that we can renew our hope, rejoice in the previously unknown opportunities that He wants to manifest, and recreate our focus for a more, well, distinct purpose in Him.
So true.
So true.
Great way to spend the weekend.
Yes, it is.
Hallelujah. Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.